Right now, let's bring in the guy who predicted it absolutely light on Friday, saying that he was thinking that all the precipitation would be pushed to the south of us. It was. We had a windy and cold and cloudy day, but we didn't get dumped on with rain, which would have made it worse. Congratulations, Pat. Your forecast was right on, almost as stellar as the upset in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it was a tricky forecast, and you know, you didn't have to go too far south. I mean, you know, portions of southwest Connecticut received like 1 inch of rain. When you got into northern New Jersey, 2 to 3 inches of rain. So it was a very sharp cutoff. Now that storm is off the mid-Atlantic, in the Atlantic, and it's pushing south because of a cold high, which obviously you're feeling this morning, over Ontario, Canada. So as far as I could see, I don't see us having any weather problems. I would think at least through Thursday. And each day, with the high moving south and the sun being out, the air mass moderates. So today, 65 to 70, sunny and windy. Clear and chilly tonight, 35 to 40. Sunny and breezy, 65 to 70 Tuesday. But it's not windy, it's only breezy. Wednesday is sunny, 70 to 75. And Thursday, sunny and warm, 75 to 80. I think we may be able to squeeze in Friday as well. The odds of the weekend being sunny and beautiful, not good. The storm that affected or almost affected us over the weekend will actually head down toward Florida, and another system will come across from the west, and the two will combine, and the moisture from the storm over the weekend will come back to haunt us this coming weekend in the form of showers.
So we got a pretty good week, and then maybe another showery weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that the shower chance is just that, a chance Saturday, but probably likely on Sunday. So I think the chances will increase over the weekend.
All right.
So that's the unsettling news for the weekend. But at least for the week, I mean, you're looking at, you know, a very, very, very bright and dry week. I think most people will enjoy it, especially as the temperatures continue to mild up.
So I can wash my car today and I don't have to worry
And you know that it'll be clean for the next 4 days.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, you know, the Sharon Classic Road Race was on Saturday, and because it didn't rain, it made it better. But it was windy, and I'll tell you what, the temperature was only about 55, so it felt like about 45. You know, degrees, especially when those wind gusts were good again, were big again.
Yeah. And there'll be wind gusts again today, you know, up to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow, the winds will maybe only 20, and then they'll slacken off more than that by the time we get to the middle part of the week. For those of you who are continuing to watch the Ozark series, I just have to tell you that I finished up watching it over the weekend. And pretty dramatic. That I will not be the spoiler. I will not disclose anything, but pretty dramatic. So hats off to that. Very, very, very good series. I'm going to miss it dearly, but I'm sure there'll be more like that coming our way. Can I tell you about my pleasant weekend?
Absolutely, because then I'll tell you about my weekend.
I wonder who's going to win here between me and Marshall. Well, anyhow, remember I told you about the aunt that we were supposed to go see who was 96 years old for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Out on Long Island. She was brought up here to urgent care, and then she fell in the bathroom.
Yep.
At urgent care. They did surgery on her. What was it? I guess they did the surgery Friday. They had to put like 3 metal butterflies over the fractured hip. They had her out of bed and in the chair Friday afternoon after surgery. She wasn't pleased about it because she was in pain, but they had her drugged up. Saturday, her nephew and myself went to the hospital, and as we walk in, Say, how are you? Terrible. What's up? I'm paralyzed from the hip down. Okay, you're paralyzed. And they stole my false teeth. I said, how do you know that? She goes, well, they were on the tray. They must have taken them and thrown them out with the food. And I'm in terrible pain. I said, what do you mean terrible pain? And she said, these things on my leg. Every time they, whatever it is, they put pressure on my legs. It hurts. I can't move. I'm paralyzed. Okay. So her nephew went outside to ask the nurse if they found her teeth. As he's coming back in, he calls me to tell me that he's ready to pass out. So I catch him and bring him to the chair, which is in front of his aunt's bed. And he's trying to talk and he can't talk. And, of course, I hit the button for the nurse. She comes running in. I don't know what code she dispatched. They started taking his pressure on the machine. The pressure was 44. The low point. They called ER, transport. They got him down to ER. I ran down there to see what they were going to do there. And they checked about his pressure came back up. They checked his sugar. Sugar was good. They had him on an EKG. They put him on an IV drip. They were taking blood. So while he was down there, I ran back up to the fifth floor to see how the aunt was doing. And I said, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. I said, okay, that's a change. She goes, how is he? I said, they're taking tests. I said, I'll be back and forth to let you know. Okay, thanks. Back down five floors down to the ER, waiting there for the blood work. Now, he's in an ER. 2.5 hours later, discharged. They had all the blood work. The doctor came to see him. Get this, folks. Have you ever heard of the vagus nerve?
No.
Neither have I. And I thought I knew a lot about medical. The vagus nerve is spelled, folks, V-A-G-U-S. It extends from the brain stem through the neck, down through the chest, into the intestines. When that is irritated, it could be irritated by prior inflammation, this is what they told me, or stress. You can feel like you're going to pass out. You could have a slur of speech. The whole bit. Every single symptom that he went through. So they said, based on that, the blood work was good. They said, we're discharging him because it's got to do with the vagus nerve. He should see his doctor in 2 days. So then we went back upstairs, and he said to his aunt, how are you feeling now? How's your legs? She goes, there's nothing wrong with them. He goes, excuse me? She goes, well, there's nothing wrong with it. He said, you told us a little while ago that you were paralyzed from the hips down. And she turned around with a smile on her face. She goes, I lied.
Why?
I think she's drugged. They have her on a morphine drip, and I think she's drugged. Anyhow, that was my weekend.
Well, my weekend was I had my second treatment with sonic Doppler radar on my knees. And where they just put a ton of Doppler power into your knees.
Okay.
What it does is it stimulates, and it your body appears to think that something's happening outside the body, which is attacking the body, and it sends stem cells in there to fight what's going on.
Gee.
Now this was a follow up because of my stem cell therapy that I had. Okay, so okay. I've got extra stem cells in my knees anyways. So I went out and I had my first one last week, and I had my second one on Saturday. And the difference is already, and they're only half-hour sessions, half-hour to 45-minute sessions.
Right.
And the difference already by Saturday night was that my knees no longer, I could roll in bed and my knees wouldn't give me pain. and my right knee is significantly now better, significantly better. My left knee, I don't have an Achilles, you know, an ACL. So that's, you know, I always have to wear a brace there, and that's a little trickier. But it appears that it's really going to work, and it's not overly expensive. It's not overly expensive. And so I'm going to go for my third treatment tomorrow and my fourth treatment on Saturday, and then I go down to once a week after that.
That's pretty cool. I would assume insurance doesn't cover that, right?
No, but like I said, I think each session comes to like $100 and some odd.
$150, $200 That's manageable. Session.
No, yeah. And like I said, I've seen a difference already, an improvement. You know, being on steroids, where it shut down my nerves, really affected after the steroids all went off. The stem cells no longer saw any problems for that. You know what I mean? Because there was no pain. So so you create a fake problem. And the stem cells come charging into the rescue.
That sounds great. Well, good luck on that, Marshall.
Yeah.
That was certainly a lot more positive than the story I had.
Well, yeah, it's, well, you know, we'll see what happens. This has been a long-term thing. I mean, getting as sick as I got a couple months ago really put a big dent in the recovery on the knees. But we're back, and you know what? I think she'll be all right. But you know what? Sooner or later, they're going to have to take her off the painkillers.
Yeah, and she's going to rehab.
And rehab is not fun.
Exactly.
Not fun. So she won't be lying when she says she's in a lot of pain there.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you for the good week we've got coming up.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy it. Lots of sunshine, a little windy, but enjoy it, and I'll see you tomorrow.
It'll be a little windy, not like it has been.
It'll be windy enough so that you'll feel it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. We will speak to you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast.